you think of him, Chris?
Oh, I'm loving it, Martin!
It's so good, isn't it? Well, here we are for a special edition of the podcast. We're in the O2 Forum in Kentish Town. How many people do you think we're here with?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands. A very special Dorothy Freer edition of
Nolpois.
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
Well, Martin, here we are, the bright lights, Kentish Town O2 Forum.
Yes, welcome to Nolpois, a Eurovision fan podcast, with a bit of a difference this week in London, ready to go to a Dorothy gig. And my goodness, we have got a podcast for you a little bit later on, very, very soon. In fact, you will hear the interview that we have recorded with Dorothy himself. We've gone backstage here at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town. We've been speaking to him. It was so exciting, wasn't it?
It was amazing. He was so nice. Yeah, really great interview. Looking forward to hearing all that a bit later on.
Yeah, very much so. Big old line of people here at the moment already. I know the doors are opening in, what, 5 or 6 minutes' time. Lots of people ready. Lots of people wearing Dorothy jumpers, just yes. Like you, Chris.
Yes.
Let's have a chat with a few people in the queue. Hello, let me start with you. What's your name?
I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. What can you tell me about your love of Dorothy?
Well, I'm actually one of the moderators for his Discord server. So I've met a lot of, like, really
That's why you're right at the front of the queue.
We've been here since 3.
Have you actually? What's standing there?
Yeah, round the side. We got to have a sneaky listen at the sound check. It sounded amazing.
Oh, so, did it really? What is it about Dorothy then that has made you such a big fan, so much so that you want to actually kind of contribute to this fan world that he's created?
What I like about him personally, he's so sincere. You can tell he really cares about his music and his subjects. And he's very experimental. The sort of music he makes, I've not really heard before. And I just want to keep listening.
And did you discover him at Eurovision, or were you a fan for long before that?
I first heard Think About Things on TikTok when that blew up. I went to watch the video, thought it'd be fun, and it auto-played another one of his songs, and from then on I was hooked.
That's the way it happens now, isn't it? What are you expecting from the gig tonight?
Lots of japery.
Japery's a good word, very good word.
And how about yourself? I'm loving this, by the way. You've got the Dorothy jumper, but you've also got a Dorothy face mask as well. Amazing. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's got watermelons on it because watermelon sandwich, you know?
Yes.
I had to do the watermelon thing, yeah.
What's your name, sorry?
My name is Bronwyn. I'm also a moderator on the server, so yeah, I'm also in on that crowd.
Well, we'll quickly come to you if that's all right. Yes. Tell us a bit about your love of Dorothy then. When did you first get into him? Because they're about to let us in, so we'll let you go after this.
I mean, basically the same as Jack, just Think About Things, and then I heard Where We Want to Be after that, I think. And yeah, I just got hooked from there. He's such a fun and interesting artist.
What's your name? Sorry.
I'm Jezza.
If you were to recommend Dorothy to somebody and you didn't want to tell them about Think About Things, what would be your go-to song? What would you say, look, listen to this one. This is the gem of Dorothy that maybe not everyone's heard.
Well, Think About Things.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying because everyone's heard Think About Things. I'm saying what's the other one you go to?
I mean, it's tricky. I personally love Icelandic Lag Semja Gerti.
See, this is proper niche. This is what you get at the front of the queue.
Yes, we like it.
But other people probably, I don't know, Where We Want to Be, Feel the Love. Brilliant songs.
Well, enjoy your evening. I think we'll see you in there in just a few moments. Lots of people in the queue who I'd love to have a little bit of speech to. I wonder, we're going to go slightly further down the line now because those people, we saw them when we arrived to chat to Dorothy a few hours ago.
Yes, yes.
And they are still there now.
Since 3, Martin. My goodness. Hardcore fans.
They're getting very excited.
We've got to get back. We've got to further down the queue here. The queue's still going here.
We come right down to the back of the queue now. Now, the queue is longer than I anticipated.
It's very long, yes.
We've been walking for quite some time and we're still not at the back of it.
It's taken about 10 minutes just to walk to the back of the queue.
It actually has, but we are at the back of the queue now.
Maybe those people had the right idea by coming at 3 p.m.
Yeah, I think they might have done that. They're going to get very, very good space. Hello, what's your name?
Kaz.
Kaz, now can you tell me how your love of Dorothy began, why you've come to the gig tonight?
My friend sent me the video before the first Eurovision that they were meant to come onto, and we just loved it, thought it was hilarious, and then bought tickets.
And you've dragged along all of your friends. How did you manage that? Because have you never heard of Dorothy before?
I know I've watched him, but I've not really been like into it. It's her thing more than mine.
How did you persuade her to come?
Well, basically, there's supposed to be four of us.
Right.
Three of them dropped out.
Ah.
In a year and a half that we've got the tickets, a lot have happened. One of them's just had a baby.
Well, fair enough.
Another one's now in Switzerland and another one's at a wedding. So I've convinced my flatmate to come along, one of my work friends and another one of our friends as well.
And what have you told them to sort of get them to agree to come?
I didn't have to do a lot, to be honest with you.
You just said, it's Dorothy, come along.
Yeah, like, this is my work friend Emily. And I literally just said, oh, she's playing it on our work Spotify. And we were just kind of like, do you want to come along to this gig? I've got a spare ticket. And she was like, yeah, sure.
Hello, Emily. Have you any idea what you're in for this evening?
No, not really. No.
Emily looks extremely.
This, way,
Emily looks extremely confused about the whole situation. You're going to see a gig.
Up. I know. What a surprise!
Have a lovely evening,
yeah,
guys. Thank
time,
you
guys.
So
we'll
much.
We'll see you in there later.
Right, you are going to hear our chat that we have been having with Dorothy.
Yes.
It was such an interesting conversation,
he was
wasn't it?
Such a nice guy, wasn't he? Lovely guy.
So here's the moment then that we were led up the stairs, and there were many stairs. We actually arrived out of breath, didn't we?
We did a bit, actually, yeah.
To a little room backstage where Dorothy was waiting for us. And whilst you listen to this, Cress and I are going to get in the queue and we're going to get ready to watch the gig. Quite a few stairs.
It's going to arrive.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the UK. How's the tour going so far?
Thank you so much. The tour is going very well. Yeah, we're almost at the end, so we almost did it.
Yeah, well, we're in London. I know you've been all over the country. Where, and it's fine because I don't live in London, so I'm not going to take offence. Where's been the best place on the tour so far?
It's all been equal.
And what sort of reaction are you getting from fans? Because I suppose we're a few years down the road now from Eurovision. You've had time to develop as an artist from that point. How have fans been reacting?
It's been really interesting because I think we rescheduled this tour twice.
Yeah.
So the people that bought the tickets bought them a year and a half ago, which is like right after Think About Things, so people probably didn't even check out the other stuff. They just heard Think About Things and bought a ticket.
We are guilty of that. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Knew what to expect, and I think we definitely do something that they didn't expect, but
yeah.
I feel like people are still liking it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Going to back to Eurovision this year, tell us a bit about your Eurovision experience, because it looked like it was a little bit of a roller coaster. There's a lot of things going on. How was it for you?
It was a lot of fun in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like for the first week, it was super fun when we were like just getting ready to do the thing. And then when we found out that we weren't actually going to be there, it was a week of waiting, basically.
Yeah.
I watched Eurovision for 5 nights in a row while sitting in a chair with cameras pointed at me. That was, like, I like Eurovision, but 5 nights in a row, that's a lot of Eurovision.
We've never done that, have we?
No, even we haven't done that, and we really like Eurovision. Is there an element of you that, because you had such a huge success on social media and across the world with Think About Things, is there an element of you that feels a little disappointed that you weren't able to use that song on the Eurovision stage? Is there an element of you that thinks, oh, I wish that Think About Things could have been there?
No, like the song went way further than I thought it would. And the goal was to have fun with my friends there and further my career. And it did both of those things.
What did you make of the huge reaction to Think About Things?
It was weird, like, because it was in the beginning of COVID, so like just the world was changing at the same time as my life was changing a lot also. So I kept kind of doing the same thing as I had been doing, just on a bigger scale. Like, I had more people listening, but I was still just in my studio and couldn't really go anywhere. Like, I was doing way less concerts than I would have before.
Would you ever be, and I'm sure you've been asked this a couple of times now, but would you ever think about coming back to Eurovision again? Not anytime soon, but is it ever in your mind? Or are you thinking, I've done, that's my chapter of life now, I've done that, I'm moving on to, you know, other things?
I'm open to like writing something for somebody else, but competing is a lot. Eurovision fans are intense. And if they don't root for your song, they will sometimes root against them. Of course, that's not the, probably not even the majority, it's just the loud minority. So you get a lot of hate just for not being the song that people are.
Really? Like, were you surprised about that?
Not really, but I had done my research. Like, I had watched a lot of Eurovision, I had gone through the forums, like I studied Eurovision before I did think about things, basically.
How has your life changed since? Because as you describe, you were writing these songs in your bedroom, COVID hit, and so you were still in your bedroom. Then all of a sudden you emerge into this world where everybody knows who you are, everybody's singing your songs. What's that like?
It's weird. I don't know. Like, now I'm... when we play in front of real people, you can actually feel it and hear it, like that makes it so much more real. It's been kind of unreal, and you just see names and like profile pictures and numbers and stuff like that, but now you're actually seeing real people, so it's first now where I'm like actually getting to experience it, kind of.
Now, you might have noticed the UK hasn't done very well in Eurovision recently. What? Yeah, I know, a big shock. And so Martin and I have kind of thought we may as well throw our hat in the ring and just write a Eurovision song and see if the UK picks it up, maybe. So have you got any tips for, you know, you've written two amazing Eurovision songs. Have you got any tips for us? What makes a good Eurovision song? Where should we start out?
I think there's a few things that you need to... like be aware of when you write a Eurovision song. Of course, first it's make a song that's like that's true to you. Like, yeah. Don't try to make something that's gonna work in Eurovision if it's totally different from whatever it is that you make.
Yeah.
So make a song that you make, but think about the performance in like maybe kind of like moments. It has to flow, but you have to have like a few memorable moments. Like if it's just full on in your face the whole time, people are gonna get bored. Mm. But if you have like a few, I would say 4 to 5 like moments that people remember, then they're gonna remember.
Just on the Eurovision Song Contest at the moment, I don't know whether you heard what Anne Fried from ABBA was saying about Eurovision recently and about how she feels it's not the same as it used to be and it's not as good as it was. What are your feelings on Eurovision right now?
Eurovision is way better now than it was before. There's no question about that. It's just so much bigger. There's so much more effort put into it. That's the weirdest statement to make. I disagree.
Talk to me about the future of Darcy. Where do you go from here?
From here, I'll probably go to the backstage area.
And, okay, very and good. Yeah.
To the stage. And then we have a bunch of sold out, like all of our concerts are sold out. So we have a lot of touring to do still. And I'm going to work on an album and I'm going to make some more music videos. And
yeah, well, there's new music coming. What can you tell? Can you give me any clues as to what to expect?
Any collabs?
I'm doing some collabs, but nothing that's happening on my project yet, because I have exactly written nothing for the album. I've just been preparing for the tour and having a baby and stuff like that.
Little things.
Yeah. But you can just expect more music and more.
Any idea of when?
Just more.
You know when?
Before the summer, there's going to be a single for sure. During the summer, there's probably going to be another single. I don't know if the album is going to come next year or the year after, but it has to be right. I don't want to just write something to get it out so I can like capitalize on some momentum or something. I just want to release the right project.
Just finally, on your fans, we are members of the Dardy International fan group. We're very pleased about that, and we know that this is a growing thing around the world. People love you. What's your message to your fans who have followed you all the way through?
Be nice to yourself. be nice to each other, be nice to everybody else, and have a good.
Great. Dorothy, thank you so much, and the best of luck this evening. We can't wait to see it.
I'm
really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Thank you.
Very tall, isn't he?
He's incredibly tall, Martin, yes.
How tall would you say he was?
Well, I know exactly. He's 6'10".
We are going to head out of here in just a second. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Darth. We'll talk loads more about it in a minute. Basically, we barely hear ourselves think. But here we are on the O2. It's Martin and Laura, and it's Null Quoi podcast. We're in the middle of watching the Darth Imperium gig. And what do you think of him?
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he? He's great. Loving it so far.
The patter is great.
Yes, he's hilarious, isn't he?
He keeps on making little quips in the middle. It's just sort of very dry, and people are absolutely loving it. Look, we are going to enjoy the rest of the gig, and then we'll catch back up with you outside at the end of the gig, where we're going to chat to a few people about what they made of it as well.
It was great. Very good.
Yeah, have any favourite bits?
I like the cannon.
Yeah, the confetti cannon.
The confetti cannon was good.
We've got some very happy fans here. What are your guys' names?
Jacob.
Laurie.
What did you think of that then?
I honestly thought it was amazing. I was a bit, because I didn't know if you just do English songs, because I know that Måneskin just do English songs, but I was really glad that he brought the Icelandic, because I know a couple of people in the crowd were like, "Ooh, Icelandic," but I really enjoyed it. I feel like it widens people who just know him as a meme, like, to his other music and his actual, and he's like how talented he is, I think.
What was your favourite song?
I think my favourite song was probably Think About Things, but I think it's just the energy that it kind of brings to everyone in the room was just like so electric, and it was just so enjoyable. Yeah.
And what did you make about kind of the on stage lighting and what he was doing, his kind of persona on stage?
Honestly, he gives off like, I hate golden retriever energy. He just seems like a big warm idiot, but like in the nicest way possible. Like he seems like the kind of person where there's not a bad bone in his body, and like he doesn't. I think he was more shocked about how many people were there, and it just seemed really, really sweet.
So it lived up to expectations then.
Definitely, I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Well, they're absolutely amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's such a shame they didn't do the Eurovision Song Contest the year before, because they'd have so won.
They so would have won, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Would have done. No. He was amazing. So.
And is that where you discovered Darthy?
Through
Eurovision?
Yeah, it was through Eurovision. So.
And what is it that you like so much about him?
I don't know. It's just life-affirming and quirky. And actually, they're, like, musically spot on. You know, everything's... It's like it's really easy, but, like... Yeah.
So talented, isn't it?
So, yeah, and his voice.
Life-affirming.
Yeah, do you think so? There's something really positive about being in that room tonight.
There's something about his voice there. It's like sending out energies that are making people feel better, I think.
I found the people I was speaking to from the very front of the queue earlier on. What did you think of it?
Better than I expected.
Really?
I knew he was good, but it was something magical.
Wow, see, that is good. I saw you there. You're very recognisable with your brightly coloured hair, so I saw you there at the front. You were loving it. What was the best bit for you?
When he like gave us a shout out, he said, "Oh, I know you two," and it was us.
Oh, he was the two that you pointed to.
Yeah.
Oh my word! Really how exciting. Did you feel when you got that?
Honored. It was like, oh my gosh, the best feeling ever.
I bet it was. What did you think?
I mean, that was my first gig ever, so like, I'm just like, I can't.
You're lost for words, aren't you?
Is the
you
word.
Are.
I'm
you really
very,
are
that
speechless.
Was very, 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 very good.
Great. All right. Well, I mean, let's just so that we've got it. Marks out of 10, please.
10.
10.
Wow. 1,000.
Yeah. 1,000.
A million.
And a million. Right. Thank you.
I just went with 10 because 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. 10. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're done.
We're
just done outside the O2 Forum in Kentish Town. We're just making our way back to the tube station now, which I understand is closed.
Because
of strike action. But it gives us time to reflect on the day that we've had. Meeting Darthy, seeing him in concert. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling?
Oh, What a perfect evening, Martin. And it was so exciting to meet him. I mean, genuinely, that's one of the reasons I even wanted to do this podcast, is to meet people like that in the Eurovision circle. And he was so nice about it. And what a performance as well. Like, he's such a showman, such an excellent musician. He just gets the crowd out. It was a great, Martin. I just had a great time.
I was really worried that he was going to be down on the Eurovision Song Contest. I was really worried that we were going to hear him sort of not be that bothered about it. But to hear him be so positive about Eurovision, to say it's great, that filled me with such joy.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that was great to hear him say that. And it just goes to show there's a lot of people love Eurovision, as we know. But it's just great to hear people say it.
You have to pick one moment from the gig that we've just seen. What are you going for?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to Think About Things. Yeah. It was great. It was everything I wanted it to be and more.
There was a moment, I mean, you heard it, we were talking to people about there, but there was a moment at the end of Think About Things where they launched the confetti cannon.
Yes, yes, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either. That was absolutely fantastic. He's so funny. The crowd was so warm. In fact, the second we got into the gig, you and me both turned to each other, and I think you said, these are our people.
Yes, yes, they totally were, weren't they? Such lovely fans, as he said himself, and I think the support act said as well. They were, you know, the favourite
were great.
Yeah, the support act were really good, actually. I'd love to catch up with them at some point. But as they said themselves, they've done lots of gigs supporting. And I don't know if they were just saying this, but they said, Dardy's fans are the best.
And I think we would agree. Thank you so much for listening to this really special edition of Norpot. We have had such a blast putting it together for you. We're not going to do correspondence right now because we are freezing cold.
At Pwannel. Yeah, norpotpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. All the ways to get in touch. Please do that. We'll go through some of them next time. Thank you so much for your company. Thank you so much to Darthy and all of his backstage team who were so welcoming to us. And we will see you again from a very cold London.
Martin!
On another episode of Norpot!